Welcome, everybody. Brother Goodwin here, Prophets in the Spotlight. We got an exciting show for you today. We're going to talk about Israel, a cup of trembling. By the way, very, very, very current here today, because that's what's going on in the Middle East right now. That's part of what's going on. I want to read a verse for you, actually three verses, in the book of Zechariah, and then we're going to bring Doc in. So let me read this passage. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel. Saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens and layeth the foundations of the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. When they shall see, shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. I wish some of the folks that are misinformed and misunderstand the place that Israel has in the world, and has, especially in the end times, I wish we could get them to watch this. I wish you'd get call some of your friends, some of your preacher friends maybe that don't understand what Israel's all about, and why we have not replaced Israel and all that nonsense. I wish they'd watch today's program, because this could be a help to them. We are on YouTube. Maybe those of you watching on television, maybe you could find the YouTube channel and get this and send it to some of your friends out and get it out there. All right, we're going to talk about Israel, a cup of trembling. Stand by. Welcome, everybody. Brother Goodwin here and Dr. Charles Hiltabettle. We're going to talk about Israel today. Yeah. Boy, what a timely topic, yes. Doc. And Doc's got some slides for us, about 10 slides we're going to go through. But before we do that, I want to ask Doc a few questions, because I have in my hand Israel, A Cup of Trembling, a book that you wrote several years ago, I think, yeah. Doc. This is not a newer book, but it's not a book. I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
But
here.
It's very relevant.
It is very. This book is current right now.
Yes.
I think. And first of all, why did you write this book?
Well, at the time, and again, at the time we're in now, just so much confusion about Israel and Jerusalem. Why is everybody so interested in what happens in Israel? And why is what happens in Israel have such an effect all over the world and all of it? Well, it's because it's prophetic. The Bible said it would be that way. Because when you find the words, as you read a while ago, in that day, for you that are students, you need to understand that when you read that, in that day, it's always a reference to the end time. Because the day he's talking about is the day of the Lord that's coming.
Right.
And so that's why I sat down. I had an older preacher friend that had had written on it, and he had passed away. Just a great, great man of prophecy. And so I checked with his widow, the material that he had. And so I started with some of his material because he had done so much good research and then built on it from there on and put the book together.
Well, yes. Let me ask you this. And now if some of this is in your slides, that's okay. We can repeat it.
Uh-huh.
But there's two terms mentioned in the passage, Zechariah chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. Very important passage.
Yeah.
Jerusalem, a cup of trembling.
Yeah.
And then he goes on and talks about a burdensome stone.
Burdensome stone.
And all the people are going to be cut by that stone. That stone's Israel, I guess.
It is. But,
so explain to me and to the audience what those two terms are, especially the first one, Jerusalem.
A cup of trembling is something that you would take or drink or partake in that causes all kinds of tremors and all kinds of shakings and all kinds of problems. burdensome stone then is that which is going to crush it. And that which is, you're watching it now. Who would have thought even 40 some years ago in the early days of Israel, who would have thought they would be one of the most formidable militaries in the whole region? Yeah. Now, I know Turkey's north of them, and Turkey has a larger amount of military, but in the Middle East, nobody, and I'm not even sure, but what taking some of our aircraft, they have retrofitted, and they might be doing some things that's even beyond us, because you saw the arm beam. I mean, what's it, about 35 cents or 40 cents a shot?
The laser beam you're talking about.
And a laser beam and shooting rockets out of the sky. And so who would have thought years ago, my uncle was in prophecy and I grew up in all this, and he always believed that there would be a time when Russia would come and all these things that we see happening. And he said, I don't know how it's going to be, but I can tell you that one of these days before Christ comes, Israel is going to have one of the greatest militaries in the world. I think he was right.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? I mean, they're crushing their enemies in every direction.
So the term Jerusalem, a cup of trembling. Am I right here? He's talking about the world around it trembling at
yes.
their power.
I'm not so sure he's just talking about that. I'm wondering if he's really not talking about the entire world.
Right.
Because the entire world is gone. Because if you go on a little further and you put this with like Joel chapter 3, and there you're going to find that like at the great battle that's coming at the end of the tribulation, God said, I'm going to gather all of the nations of the world that have done what? Parted my land. And so even the Battle of Armageddon is going to revolve around Jerusalem, Israel.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's not far from Jerusalem. I've been there.
It's in Israel there, yeah. But you're right, it's not far
from Jerusalem. Yeah. I've been to the yeah. valley and looked it over
right.
and thought about Napoleon's famous statement, yeah. the greatest... No, Alexander the Great, wasn't it?
Alexander the Great.
Said it was the greatest battlefield in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if he understood what was coming.
Probably I don't know,
did,
but...
Well, they didn't have the New Testament at that time.
No, but so. It has, and we're seeing it today. I was thinking a while ago, we just briefly mentioned it, when it says, talk about them, the burdens and cut in pieces. This is what you're watching right now with the influencers of our society today. Some of the influencers of the society trying to influence you that Israel is not important and, man, they're bad people and all these kind of things. And then you got the other people that are Zionist, whatever name you want to give them. Boy, they're cutting each other into pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't matter which level you look at it, the prophecy is being played out right in front of us.
All right. Well, before we have you get started, Doc, I want to just tell the folks out there, the book is on the website. You can go to Protestant Spotlight. The book may be right there facing you, or if it's not, just hit on Doc's bookstore, and the book will be there. I think it's $18 free shipping, and 66 pages, very easy reading.
It's got a lot of history that you probably aren't aware of, like it was the Jewish scientists that developed and weaponized maize in order to actually ended World War I. And it was a Jewish scientist that put together the atomic bomb to end World War II. All of this very prophetic in bringing Israel in the phases of Ezekiel chapter 37.
Yeah. So this book will be very helpful to you, folks. I would go and get that. And it's easy reading. You'll be able to read this in an afternoon, 66 pages. And all right, Doc, you've got a set of slides that you're going to help them understand some things. So let me cut you loose.
I've had a lot of questions recently, ever since this broke out over there. I've had lots of calls and a lot of emails and whatnot. What do you think's going on, Doc? What's going to happen to this? What about that? And I always come back. I say, this is very prophetic. And what you're seeing, I believe, is a part of what God is talking about here in Zechariah chapter 12. And because everybody that gets involved in it gets cut in pieces. And look what's happened to us. We're involved in it over there on behalf of Israel, but not only that, we're really over there on behalf of really the entire world because Iran's crazy leadership, they really believe, folks, and listen to me, they really believe the Shiite Muslims, which is who you have there in Iran, they really believe that in order for their Mahdiya, their Antichrist, so to speak, will not come until the world is in total chaos. And they really believe that is their responsibility to bring that about. So you're not going to, everybody said, boy, you're going to do, no, you're not going to deal with them. The eradication is the only thing to deal with that. And so everybody's getting cut in pieces about it. Put that next slide up. One of the things about Israel is there is not another city in the world that has ever experienced what Jerusalem has experienced. Yeah. I mean, they've been destroyed, completely destroyed twice. They've been besieged 23 times. They've been attacked 52 times, captured and recaptured 44 times. Then they were, Israel itself as a nation for 1900 almost years, almost 2,000 years, wasn't even a nation.
And I heard a long time ago, Doc, I heard that someone make this statement, and I believe it's true, that Israel is the only nation in the world that ever ceased from being a nation. But and then came back was restored. No other people have that claim.
No, not only that, but maybe one of these days we'll do a little more on Israel. But I've got about 70 different things that have been prophecy that have been fulfilled in the life of Israel. I mean, the language that was dead for almost 1,900 years is alive again. On and on the list goes. Even the naming of the cities, except the four cities that Jesus cursed, and they have still never been given their ancient names. Everybody else has got their ancient, just like the Bible said. And so Jerusalem is, we use sometimes the words, and I've been saying Israel, the prophecy is but Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So when you talk about Jerusalem as the capital, then you're talking about Israel. And the next slide, I want to give you five things because there are a lot of people, I don't know why, but there's a lot of people out there that are trying to think that Israel of today is not of any importance for end time prophecy. Well, if that's the case, then God can't keep his promise to Abraham. So how can you believe that God's going to keep his promise of eternal life and salvation to you if he can't keep his promise to Abraham's seed? And so let me give you five reasons why Jerusalem is a cup of trembling. First of all, next slide there. Now here's the thing. We look at it, and the world is looking at it, all of this culturally and historically and how it's affecting the world stage and all this. But the bottom line is, this is a spiritual thing. Because the devil is the prince and power of this world. He's the prince and power of the air. He took dominion, or he didn't take it. Adam forfeited it to him. And so he's had dominion over this world. The three sets of judgments in Revelation 6 through 19 is all about Jesus reclaiming the title deed to planet Earth.
Yep.
And so, so what you need to understand is, why does the devil, why does he motivate such a hatred of Israel? Well, number one, this is where Jesus was born, and he's the Messiah that was presented to his people. In Micah chapter 5, he says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is a ruler of Israel, whose goings forth has been from old from everlasting." Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, is on the outskirts of Jerusalem. And so, why is that important? Because the devil knows that the prophecy, when he deceived Eve and Adam willfully partook of the fruit, when that took place, the judgment was passed out. What did God say? There's a time coming, the seed of the woman is going to crush your head.
Yeah.
Going to destroy you. So, at that moment, the devil began feverishly doing everything he could to try to prevent it. So the number one reason, or the first reason, why Jerusalem is becoming or has become a cup of trembling, this is where the Messiah was born.
Yeah.
This is where redemption is going to be provided for an entire lost world. And so the second slide, the next slide there, reason number two, this is where Jesus was crucified.
Wow. Born and crucified.
Born and crucified. Because it's really all about redemption. And you and I that are born again, and we've studied our Bible to the degree that we have, not near as deep as maybe some, but we have an understanding that this is a spiritual warfare, and it all revolves around redemption, because the devil does not want humanity to experience God's redemption. And the devil doesn't want humanity to experience God's redemption. And to this day, he still thinks, and it appears from what we've studied in the book of Revelation, right up until the close to the end of the tribulation, before he finally realizes, I really am doomed. He really thinks he can do this.
Yeah.
So he continually stirs his people up. John 19, 20 says, this title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. What? King of the Jews. So Jesus, number one, was born at the site of Jerusalem. He's crucified just outside the gates of Jerusalem. And number three, we find that Jesus rose from the grave in Jerusalem. Mm. And now, redemption was paid for with the death and the shedding of the blood, but the power for justification comes from a risen Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can be declared by our Heavenly Father that we are just, not in our own merit, but because we've come under the blood of Jesus Christ through the redemption of Christ, and therefore God the Father, as the judge on the throne, can declare you justified.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 39 and 40, and we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, him God raised for up the third day and showed him openly. So we find that Jesus was born there. He died on the cross there. He was buried, and he rose from the grave there. And number four, and it was at Jerusalem that 40 days later that Jesus ascended into heaven on the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives, you've been there. You got Jerusalem, you got the Eastern Gate, it's still closed today. You got the Kidron Valley, and over here's the Mount of Olives, just right here beside Jerusalem. Jesus rose from the grave, or ascended back to heaven there. Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So, 40 days later, he ascends to heaven. And lastly, number five, we're talking about the five reasons why Jerusalem's a cup of trembling. This is where Jesus is going to return again.
Boy, that's good.
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which he before Jerusalem, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south. Just like in the book of Acts, those two witnesses, what did they say? He's not only going up, he's coming back right here. So Jerusalem being a cup of trembling is a spiritual matter, and the dark forces, the princes of the demonic realm, and we know of that because the Bible even refers to in the book of Daniel, the prince of Persia. And so the demonic crowd, the devil's people, are going to do everything they can to destroy this one place. rather than receive the free gift of forgiveness and the redemption of Jesus. They're going to stay rooted in theirs. It's kind of like when you get to the seventh vial of judgment, when the hailstones are falling. After 7 years of all this, what do the people say? They still curse God. Mm-hmm. And this is what we have today. So what's taking place in the hatred, whether it's the influencers on the internet, or the books, or whoever it is, that are so anti-Semitic, do not even realize themselves that they are doing the bidding of the devil in this matter.
So this is, what a great outline, Doc. He was born there, Jerusalem, wise Jerusalem, a cup of trembling.
Yeah.
The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born there. He's going to die there. Well, in fact, redemption's plan is going to be given there.
That's right.
A lot of things we could add to this. I mean, his whole ministry was there.
Yeah.
And he dies there. He raises from the dead there.
That's right.
He's coming back to that same place.
That's right.
This same Jesus shall so come in like manner have you seen him go, Acts chapter 10. Yeah. And
so
the millennium's going to start.
That's
there.
Right. The demonic forces that are moving the lost world. And by the way, the greater majority of the world is a lost world.
Yeah.
So these demonic forces that are moving these leaders and influencers of the world today are doing everything they can to try to prevent Jesus from doing what he said he would do. Come back. What did he say to the disciples in the book of John? He said, if I go away, I'll prepare a place for you. But if I don't go away, I can't come again to get you. He said, what?
Yeah.
So they are doing, they have no idea what they're doing. And we're not going to change them, Dan. You're not going to change the mind of the Carlsons and the Candace Owens and the other influencers. You're not going to change their minds. They do not realize, And I think it's a good thing for us. So you can put the next slide up there if you want.
And before you get to the next slide, I got to just say a word. Are you ready for you got two slides left.
Got two more, but that's
fine. I want to give you time here. Let me just say this to the folks watching out there, whether on YouTube or CTN television, mm-hmm. VTN. Some are watching on Foundation television. Some are watching on Freedom. What's the name of that? Freedom and Faith Network. Did I say it right? Faith and Freedom. Faith and Freedom Network. And by the way, we'd love to hear from some of you folks at Faith and Freedom. I know we're on like three times a week on their network. Faith and Freedom, we'd like to hear. If you could email us, give us a call on 800. We'd love to hear that you're watching. Same way with those on the Foundation Network. We'd love to know that somebody out there is watching. BBS Radio. We've got thousands of folks watching us on BBS Radio, which is actually television, but we'd love to hear from you. And we are a viewer-supported network. What keeps us on television and on these networks is the gifts of God's people that come in every week to pay mm-hmm. the bills. Doc and I get no salary here. We'd like to someday, but all the money that comes in goes towards television. And so if you can help us with that, pray about it. We'd love to hear from some of you from CTN that watch us, or VTN, any of them. But we'd love to hear where you're watching from, and if you can be a blessing. If you can't, that's fine. But if God's touched your heart and you would like to be a partner with us financially,
yes.
We'd love to hear from you. And all right, Doc, you got two more slides.
Yes. This is from a presentation that I do on this subject when I'm in a church speaking on this subject. These slides came out of that mm-hmm. PowerPoint program. And I come to the end of it, and it seems, if you do a little history, it seems like from early days there's been two cities of the most prominence in all the world. I know we think of Washington, D.C. and all these other, but over all of history, two cities have taken center stage in all the world.
I better know what the other one is.
You have the devil chose Babel,
yeah.
later called Babylon. Jesus chose Salem, later called Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And these two have been diametrically opposed from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so what we're living in is a Babylonian world. This is why when you get to the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and 18, what's it about? It's about a mystery of Babylon.
Yeah.
It's none other than rooted in the very thing that began it all on this side of the flood.
Yeah.
God chooses his man, Abraham, and his city. The devil chooses his man, Nimrod, and his city, Babel.
Yeah.
And this is where, put that last slide up because we're about through. And I think it's about time for God to pick up his clock. I picture God had a sand dial. He's counting time. And all of a sudden, the church age, and he just kind of lays it over. I think it's about time for him to pick it up, finish those last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy.
Yeah.
I think we're about there. But we are having a conversation maybe next week or two, whatever. But let me give you this from Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. We have a group of people out there today that are saying the Israel of today is of no prophecy, no biblical reason, no end time significance and whatnot. I'm here to tell you, they have thought that because the sins and the rejection of Christ, they don't realize Romans chapter 11, he said, I set their branches aside. He didn't say I threw them away.
Yeah, that's good.
He said, and don't you get too cocky, let my words, not the Bible's, don't you get too cocky about this thing, because he who set them aside can put them back into the root again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. That's what's getting ready. This is why what's taking place in the Middle East, and I believe it's going to get increasingly more prepared for those very final days, Dan.
Doc, this was an awesome lesson today. This was good stuff. I've been doing this a long time, but the way you laid that out with why Jerusalem's so important.
It's a spiritual battle, Dan. It's a spiritual thing. Yes.
Folks, if you can get on, if you're watching on YouTube, as many of you do, share this thing with others. And if you're watching via television, I know some of you maybe don't have internet. Talk to your grandchildren, talk to your children, talk to your friends, your pastors. Tell them about Process Spotlight. Tell them how to get to our website, processspotlight.com. And get them to watch this. Get them to call us. We'll help you.
Amen.
Good stuff, Doc. Great show. Get the book, folks. Get on the phone. Get on the website. Get this book. It'll help you. Well, until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.